Where to begin with practicing kindness? How about being kind to ourselves as a place to start? When you are demeaning to the person in the mirror, it's more damaging and long-lasting than if someone punched you in the face. I really do believe that. It can whittle you down to your core and make you believe things that are simply not true. All because you allowed yourself to believe in the foolishness your subconscious was doling out, or that the enemy was whispering in your ears. Now, by no means am I saying we should let ourselves off the hook of being responsible for our actions. But when we have made things right between ourselves and God, be at peace with others as much as possible and stop beating yourself up. Stop doing penance. Stop it. Be kind to yourself. If you make a mistake, stop cursing yourself in the mirror. Think again. If someone spoke to you like you speak to yourself, how long would you let that person remain in your life? Don't you know the enemy loves, I mean loves it when we are stuck on what a failure we are instead of how blessed we are in Christ? Jesus has paid our debt. The enemy wants you to bleed and bleed and bleed until he decides you have bled enough. Did Jesus bleed enough for you? And if he did, then be kind to yourself and move on. Byron Wicker writes a weekly article usually. 1 week his article was titled, Judas Come Home, All Is Forgiven. I remember thinking it was such a peculiar thing to say. The article was partly inspired by a book titled, The Gospel According to Judas by Ray S. Anderson. Pastor Wicker wrote, I did not even get past the first sentence in the prologue when I read what the author was telling me. The first sentence in the book reads, I saw it in the men's restroom in a restaurant in San Francisco, printed in block letters with a blue felt tip pen across the top of the mirror. Judas, come home. All is forgiven. When I read that phrase, it was like someone stuck a red-hot sword into my heart. All the memories from my own Judas days came into my mind. I remembered the feelings of rejection, loneliness, and not having a place I could call home. I also began to think about all the people I knew who had lost face in the church and suffered rejection, shame, and eventually left. Then I heard a whisper from heaven saying to all the Judases out there, Come home, all is forgiven. I love you. That little phrase really broadened my revelation of the Father's heart and love towards us. It made me want to go to everyone I knew that had stepped into dishonor, lost face, and run away and tell them, Come home. All is forgiven. The Father loves you. This is what Judas was trying to tell me. It was about how big the Father's heart really is. In the epilogue of the book, Ray gives us a wonderful picture of the love and grace of the Lord. The Lord says, My choosing of you counts more than your betrayal of me. Through His grace, I discovered that the calling of God by which we became children of the kingdom does not rest upon our faith alone, but upon the faithfulness of God towards us. When you look in the mirror, do you see the eyes of Judas, the eyes of a traitor, a failure, the eyes of a reprobate staring back at you? That's not what God says about you. We need to get this down in our heads. The Lord says we are a new creation in Christ in 2 Corinthians 5:17. And new means new, not mostly or pretty much. The Lord says again in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sins so that we could be the righteousness of God in Christ." Is it still considered kindness, not when it is a free offering on our part, but as a demand of obligation by someone else? Maybe, but I question how long can we sustain forced kindness when it is not what is in our heart. It is a kindness the Lord includes us. The greater includes the lesser, and we are to live a life of kindness and compassion in the same way Jesus did. Not because we have to, as if someone demanded it of us, and not for the reasons of following the rules, being legally bound due to an obligation of some sort, but because kindness and compassion are intrinsic to our character. Psalm 86:15. "But you, O Lord, are a God full of kindness, compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth."